You know, when I first came to this church, it's hard to believe that I am in the 10th year of being associated and a member of First Speaking in this church. I had two very close people who have since become very dear friends that opened their arms and welcomed me here, notwithstanding Reverend Sylvia. But that was Reverend Bev and Ron. He's been my music man. He has encouraged me. He has said, you know what? He said things to me about how good I had done something when I wasn't feeling that good about it, you know? He's the kind of guy that sees the good in everything. We can tell that because of the wife he's chosen. Right? So when I walked in and saw that he was sitting here, I just almost began to weep. Rev Bev knows that how great a part and significant role she has played in my life. You know, ain't none of us come here to do this by ourselves. Okay? Everybody's got to have somebody to move you along, to motivate, encourage, and inspire you. To step out there and be all that God created you to be. That's why God chose a mate for Adam, so that they didn't have to tend the garden alone. So we have to remember that we are here to support, encourage, and motivate each other. And I am so grateful that two of my best friends are right here, right now. So thank you, Ron, for being here. You know, when you got music like this, you really, really don't have to really do much of a sermon. You know what I mean? You can just add a couple little something-something and then let's go home. You know, but it's so, I so firmly believe in the power of music. And as Larry was saying about the class, the mastermind class that we're doing here, we're doing quite a bit around image boarding and creating vibrational frequencies that we want to use in creating the things and in the lot and creating the life that we want. That we are inundated with powerful messages that keep us motivated and on the journey of going towards those things that we want to do. We don't allow naysayers to interrupt our thinking. So you got to learn how to move through this thing we call life in a way that supports your own spiritual growth and the purpose for you being here. You know, Steve Harvey says, your job is what you pay for, but your gift is what you made for. Amen. That you came here to share your gift with the world. That's why you were created. You weren't created to make somebody else look good. Amen. You were created to be the light of God. To represent God's light on earth as it is in heaven. So you got to learn how to maneuver through this chaotic circumstance and situation we call the planet right now. Because my thinking is that the planet is reflecting the energy of its inhabitants. Think about that now. The planet is reflecting the energy of its inhabitants. Don't sound too promising, does it? But you know, there was a man and a woman by the name of Charles and Myrtle Fillmore who had a vision long, long, long time ago. We were created for a moment like this. This is who we are. This is why we are here. To be the light of God right here, right now. Generations have learned and sacrificed so that we can be in this moment. We are the peacemakers. We are the peaceful warriors, the peaceful gladiators. And it's time for us to recognize that we have to turn off the CNN constantly, negative news. We have to learn how to ask the questions and receive the answers that God would have us receive. You see, when I say music is the key to manifestation, it is the vibrational energy, the memory that is created around a song that evokes an energy of peace or joy or sadness. A song that you heard 30, 40, 50 years ago can evoke the exact emotion that you had heard the first time you attached an energy to it. So when you are thinking about the things that you want to create in your life right now, the Bible says, and I take my lesson from Luke chapter 3, verse 5. It says, every valley shall be filled consciousness. Every mountain shall be made low, doubt, fear, lack. Every crooked place will be made straight. Every question mark, we become an exclamation. You hear what I'm saying? And the rough places shall become level. That means that everything you need to know to create the life you want to live, to be the person you want to be, is right inside of you. You simply have to bring it up and bring it out. You see, the affirmation, which you will read shortly, that I submitted for today, I altered it a little bit to make it an affirmation, but indeed it is a declaration. So I want you to turn it around when you get it home, and I want you to use this for the next week. It says, I will put God in remembrance of his promises, and I will keep not silent, nor will I give him rest until it comes to pass. That means you don't have to beg God. You just got to keep reminding God. You got to keep in your mind, not God's mind, the agenda that you came here to present. You know how little kids in the grocery store that want a piece of candy and their mother say no, and you feel this tug, but please, or you know, they regroup. You can see their little minds going to see how can we present this question in a different kind of way so that we might get that yes instead of that no, because the first no was reactionary. It wasn't voluntary. So we just shift this a little bit. We can get mom or dad to do what it is that we want we to do. You need to watch these kids, man. These are some of the best negotiators you've ever seen in your life. They know what to do. They step back for a minute. They might start singing a little song. Mommy looks down and smiles. And then they say, okay, so can I? And they are relentless in their pursuit. They never quit until their mission is accomplished. It may take a day, it may take a week, it may take to their 13th birthday, but they're going to get what it is they want. They put God in remembrance. That's our Father, Mother God. That's the energy that wants to give us the keys to the kingdom. So how do you ask? How do you make your crooked places, your questions, into declarations? You see, God will not deny you anything, ever, ever. If you do not have something that you want, you have not done what you need to do to get it. You hear what I'm saying? You don't give up on God. God doesn't give up on you, rather. You give up on God. When God doesn't act in your time frame, you say, well, I've been praying. God ain't hearing me. God ain't answering my prayers. Yanla says we quit 5 minutes before our miracle shows up. Steve Harvey says when the struggle gets really, really, really tough, you're on the way to a breakthrough. But the too hard becomes too hard for you to let go of your connection or your how it's going to be, to let it unfold to what God wants it to be. So you have to learn to create that mastermind. I'm missing this, or we're missing this right now, but on Super Soul Sunday this morning, there is a young woman. I didn't even get her now. I only saw the preview of this. This woman put her vision to be on Super Soul Sunday or to sit on Oprah's stage 10 years ago. Oprah says that board works. That board works. My image board is everywhere. My group in here, we have a group of masterminders that have been masterminding for 8 weeks now. And we're beginning to see the power of community. When two or more are gathered, when we come together in divine purpose, when we embrace the yes, it can to other people, just think how magic your life can become. But you got to work at this. You know, this isn't easy work. It's simple work, but it's not easy. It's consistent work. It's every day and every way I am better and better. Every day and every way. You got to turn out and turn off the negative impulses that are coming your way each and every day. You got to learn what it really means to say, get behind me, Satan. You got to learn what it really means to say, in the name of Jesus. You see, we say these things, but we don't have the energetic vibration connected to the words that we're saying. Therefore, we're not manifesting the things we want to manifest. Your energy's got to match your prayer. Your energy's got to match your declaration. And when you ask God a question, you can't be a wimp when you do it. Do you follow what I'm saying? And I mean no disrespect to anybody, but God got to know you serious. I don't beg God. I'm led by God. I don't go to God saying, well, you know, it's been really hard. I deal with hard. Hard is okay, because in the scripture, in the 23rd Psalm, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because thou art with me. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough. You see, I know how to talk to God. I know how to get God's attention. You see, I have talismans and symbols and songs and all these things that I create that will take me to the vibration that I need to be at in order to do the things in the name of Jesus. You see, it in the name of Jesus ain't about Jesus the man. It's about raising your vibration to the consciousness of Jesus Christ. He said, greater things shall you do. I didn't say that. He said it. Okay? And if he said it, I believe it. But he also said that you have to do the things. It is by your faith that you will be healed. It is by your faith that you will learn to do the things that he has done. You see, we have to get in alignment with Christ consciousness thinking. Doubt and fear is no place in that consciousness. I heard a story, and I'm just so full right now. Y'all just bear with me. I heard a story. Mary Morrissey told a story about when she first started traveling around and speaking and what have you. And her, she and her husband and family just on faith just took off, rented an RV, and drove cross country to start her ministry, to start speaking and teaching and coaching and all of this. And her husband would wash people's windows in order for them to make the money that they needed so she could go and speak and feed, you know, pay for gas and pay for food for her and her four her husband and her four children. And one point they got really, really low on money, and people were not hiring them to wash windows and all of this. And she became really, really worried. So she went to this garage sale, and in this garage sale, she saw a mason jar, or one of those, what do they call them? A bell jar. It's got a little thing, yeah, a bell jar. And she said every time something came up that she couldn't fix, or worry came up that she couldn't solve, she said she would write it down and put it in that jar. And this was her, God can. I can't, I don't know. She said, if I put it in, God can, God will answer the message. You see, she created something that would remind her that in her physical thinking, she couldn't find the answer to her question, but God can. God can. I release and I let go. Right? God can do all things in Christ that gives me strength. I don't know if you guys watch Oprah's channel, but I love to watch Sweetie Pies, of course, but I've been watching this new little show, Too Fat to Fly. Any of you guys seen this? It's funny because it's about two young men who are embarking on this quest to become the best chicken, stuffed chicken wing makers. That's the product. It's the journey. These kids, two young men, decided they were going to leave the comfort of their home and community where they were pretty successful and step out in a venture that was uncertain and unknown. They moved to Atlanta and they went out into this truck parking place where all these vendors would come together, like around 14th and Constitution. And they were like, wow, man, look at these trucks and this food is good. And Ramon said this, God makes a way out of no way. We may not know, but we're moving on a prayer and a promise that if we do what God tells us to do, God will do what we need him to do. That's the difference between hope and faith. They're both needed, trust me. But faith is getting off your behind and moving your feet in the direction of what it is you want to create. And hope is making sure that everything you need and or require will be on that road when you get there. So in closing, I just want to say this. In our mastermind group, we create our image board. Our image board is everywhere. It's on our iPad, it's on our iPhone. We have pictures of each other's. We've got pictures of the whole group's board and all of that. But let me tell you, there is a method to a vision board. It's not just putting a bunch of stuff. You got to have a purpose in your vision. So there is one thing on your board that will lead you to everything else. You see, it could be, you know, becoming a $250,000 speaker. Don't have to speak but a couple times a year if you're getting paid like that, right? But becoming a $250,000 speaker will allow me to have everything else that I want. You heard me say I want a man with a 5-carat diamond. You got to be at a 5-carat level. You follow what I'm saying? Right? Right? You got to create a consciousness for whatever it is you want. So what I do is every corner of your board should represent something. Time and financial freedom, health and wellness, your vocation, your relationships, because all of them have to be in balance in order for you to stay in ease. Dis-ease occurs when you are out of balance. So every corner of the board is directed to the main thing that you want to create that's in your center, next to your picture. There's a song for everything I want to manifest. I got a money song, freedom song. I got a relationship song. I got a health and wellness song, all about the bass. Okay? Now, you just proved my theory, because all you got to do is turn on the song, okay? Have you ever seen an unhappy dancer? Okay, you want to create something in your life? Get some music and dance to it. The Indians did it. They bought rain and everything else. Don't. Don't question, this is what I said, sometimes, you know, technology and everything is cool, but sometimes we got to go back to the old ways for the new days. We got to learn how to use those things that our parents always used. Remember them candles? We was always burning in my grandmother's house. You know, you had the candle, red candle, and a blue candle, and I didn't understand any of those, but they were prayer candles. And when something would happen, they said, we got to light a candle and pray on this. You hear a choir like this, you going to tell me that this does not evoke healing? It does not evoke a consciousness of manifestation? They start clapping their hands. That means something. There's magic. What you read, what you listen to, what you see, all of those things have vibration in the body called forth manifesting. Unfortunately, we live in a world that focuses more on what you can't do rather than what you can do. I'm asking you, just for the next few days, turn off that noise. Turn off that noise. If you want somebody to tell you how great you are, call me. Email me. See, I only stand in the midst of greatness. I don't hang around with chumps. I fly with eagles. I don't hang out with pigeons. You understand what I'm saying? I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the greatness of Reverend Sylvia, my mentor. She saw something in me. All right, I know how good I am. Rev Bev saw something in me. So you can only see in others what is evident in yourself. So I want to surround myself with people that see the greatness in me so that I may see the greatness in them. And I'm going to leave you with this. God don't lie. And God never reneges on a promise. So when you put God in remembrance of his promises and keep not silent nor give him rest until it comes to pass, you remind God that you said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You said you would make the crooked places straight. You said that I will lead and not follow. God, you said you would prepare a way for me. These are things that God said to us. You said you would restore my soul. You said I can heal my body. You said that all I have to be and do is connect to the energy of the I am within you. You said you created me in your image and likeness. You said I can do all things in Christ that gives me strength. You said that you will never abandon or forsake me. You said it. And God don't lie. He doesn't tell your secrets. He doesn't share your fears. He knows the desires of your heart, and it is intention, his intention, for you to have them. So you just remember, in this space and in this place, there is opportunity for miracles. Don't deny yourself the miraculous community that is Unity Washington, D.C. We are here for a reason. We are not here for a season. We are here for a lifetime. And so it is. God bless you.